going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yes, indeed. It is the Wojo and Rieger Football Picks of the Week, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of 97.1 The Ticket. I'm tallying on the fly here, Rieger. Oh, you were terrible. Oh, my God. You took the Bears last week, Nebraska last week. You lucked out with that Rutgers cover against Michigan State, you son of a bitch.
Oh, was very lucky. I agree.
And you did get Arizona against LA, right?
Correct.
Yes.
I was 2-3.
You were 2-3. Wojo was 1-2-3-4-1.
Whoa!
No, I'm sorry. 3-2.
Oh, thank God.
I did take the Raiders 3-2. All right.
Sap.
I'll tally up the final, the totals, and come back with it next. But first, let's do the picks. What we do, Michigan State game, Lions game against the spread, and then we do a best bet in either one. Here we go. Let's start with college. Why don't we start with your best bet in college outside of Michigan State? What do you got?
All right. This one's tough, believe it or not. I got two games, both from the Big Ten that I'm looking at. Ooh. Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio State, Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah. Minnesota, they win. They get a great chance to represent the West.
Seems like
a game they lose. Iowa could win it, but screw it. I'm going the Buckeyes, not to cover the 27.5 against Maryland. The game's in Maryland. It's just going to be cold. There's no crazy weather, but the Buckeyes might be looking forward just a little bit.
27.5.
That's
yes,
what I got.
That is correct.
I'm going to take the Terps.
I actually like that. I do. Cold. You know what happens with CJ Stroud in the cold, right?
Oh, yeah. And pressured.
I like that one. I'm going to keep riding the hot hand. You've got Penn State. They've been on a roll. They are clearly the third best team in the Big Ten and are taking their victory stomp through the rest of the week, Big Ten. Penn State laying 19.5 at Rutgers. Rutgers, again, the third string quarterback is falling apart. Give me Penn State minus 19.5. Now, for the big local college games, Michigan State at home Saturday favored by 10 over an Indiana team that has lost 7 in a row. Rieger, tell me the trophy that Michigan State and Indiana play for.
The spittoon.
The old brass spittoon.
There
Good
you go.
Job. This game deserving of a spit bucket, I
That's
would have to
right.
say. All right. Indiana getting 10 at Michigan State. I'm sorry, Indiana doesn't do anything well, offense or defense. They did have one tricky game when they had Michigan tied at halftime.
They
just
did.
Just a little word
Happens
of warning.
Happens a lot to Michigan.
Just a little warning, but I will take, it's 10 points, not 10.5. I will take Michigan State minus 10.
All right, so Michigan State's looking to make a bowl game. They are rejuvenated after the Michigan loss. They've had 2 wins in a row, including going on the road and beating Illinois.
Uh-huh.
I think Michigan State routes.
Oh, routes.
The Hoosier Daddies. As you notice, usually when Michigan State wins a game, they route them. They win by a decent amount. I got Sparty to cover. I do.
And when they lose by a decent amount.
When they lose, they get their ass kicked, right, too. But yeah, no, Mel Tucker has really got these kids playing some good football. So
you see, that way you were just so patronizing right there. You were me like talking to you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, and Mel Tucker has these kids playing some good quality football.
There was nothing patronizing about it.
Oh, yes.
No, they're playing good the last two games. They've been dominant, and the offense has come back alive.
All right, just stop talking.
Defensively, they're not bad either.
No, they've been pretty good. Their running game has been revived.
How dare you accuse me of being patronizing?
Michigan at home against Illinois. Michigan favored by 17.5. Another one of those trap games before the big Ohio State game. Illinois with big Brett Bielema. They were 7-1 2 weeks ago. Then they pooped the bed, lost two in a row. They still have a good running game, although Chase Brown is banged up a little bit.
They can still win the West.
Their defense is very good. They've only given up two 100-yard rushing games. And as you know, Blake Corum has like seven in a row. So what gives there? 17.5. Seems like a bit much. It'll be cold, but I don't think Michigan is going to go out there and fling the ball around and show that they can pass. I think they're just going to hand it to Blake Corum again. It's going to be a grind it out. I think Michigan will win by like 20. Let's say 30-10. Give me the Fighting Blake Corums.
God, I go back and forth. I don't know what to choose. All the stats you just said
fabulous. It is a toughie.
We do know that it's going to be a close game at the half.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be 6-3 at halftime.
This might be the 1 second half that Michigan actually has to keep their starters in the entire time. I'm going to go Illinois, who could still win the West on a two-game losing skid.
Everybody could.
I get it, but what I said is not untrue. I got Illinois to cover.
Illinois plus 7. You know, that's not a bad pick at all.
Now who's being patronized?
The 17.5. The half. The hook. Made me think. All right, let's go to the NFL, shall we? Let's start with a best bet, and I'll start with the best bet here. I'm going tonight's game. The Packers and the Titans. I'm not saying Green Bay is turning around. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is back on the beat. I'm just saying Tennessee has like six starters out.
A lot of starters out
because of injury. And yes, Green Bay, obviously they're still desperate, 4-6. Going to be pretty much out of it if they don't win. Give me the Packers laying 3.
All right, I'm going to go back to, as Kenny Catt calls it, the honey hole.
Excuse me?
That's what he said when I talked to him about sports gambling.
Called it the honey hole.
Yes, meaning it's the safe area.
Oh, and there's like sweetness in there.
Yes. The honey hole. I'm going to go back to my honey hole. Rams and Saints.
Oh, God.
Stafford's back, but Cooper Kupp got surgery, so he out. Saints can still somehow, maybe, possibly win that division, even though they won't. I got New Orleans -3. Is that what you got? And I got the Saints to cover because the Rams are in a free fall. And don't turn to Matthew Stafford to take yourself out of a free throw. We know that.
That's true. New Orleans -3. You're taking New Orleans.
Yep.
So if Stafford wins by 2 points, you lose.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm just making sure you knew that.
I got the Saints to hopefully bludgeon them.
I'm going to give you an option. You lose your bet. The Rams win the game.
Yeah.
But not because of Stafford. Stafford throws 4 interceptions. Would you take that?
What does he do in a losing effort?
Not good, obviously. Whatever. No, but he throws 4 interceptions.
No, I'll take a loss. I want to help out the Lions.
Okay. All right. All right, and the big one, in the swamps of New Jersey, it's the Lions getting 3 points against the Fighting Mike Vilenis, the Giants, who are 7-2. What say you?
Giants have no receivers.
Oh, they got Kenny Golladay.
The Giants do have a running quarterback, though.
He's Daniel Dimes.
He's had two 100-yard rushing games this year.
He's a little nifty, shifty guy.
Yes, and what do they call him? Vanilla Vic?
Do they?
Yeah. That's what Saquon Barkley calls him.
I thought he was just Danny Dimes.
The afternoon show talked about this.
Really?
Yes.
Vanilla Vic meaning white Vic.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. So anyway, I do believe, this is so hard because I don't know if I should believe in the Lions. Usually the Lions would go to New York, maybe get blown out.
It's only a three-point spread. It's not about believing or not believing. These NFL games are often coin flips.
Lions find a way, it seems like, even when they're awful, to keep things close. It's the NFL, a league of parity.
Say it loud. Say it proud, Rieger.
I'm going to go Lions to cover. Lions.
And win?
I just have them covering. I don't need to say win.
Are they going to win?
I kind of feel they're going to win. God, I'm a dope.
You are dope. And so am I. See, and maybe I listened to the crazy Italian in the afternoon, a little Valenti, too much. But I think the Giants, they're not a 8-2 team, which they would be 8-2 if they beat the Lions. And the Lions probably are not a 3-7 team, which they would be if they lost to the Giants, as I take a swig of water. Because I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm both going to take the Lions and agree with Rieger.
Can you imagine this town if they win 3 in a row with a game against the Detroit Bills coming?
Oh, my God.
Now Thanksgiving would be insane.
Lions fans are going to stay home and watch their game and not go to the Detroit Bills game, right?
I would assume so.
I would assume so as well. Right. Boy, I'm all choked up now.
Yeah, so you're taking the Lions, too?
I am taking the Lions.
Wow.
I will also accept the 3 points, but I believe I'm actually going to take the Lions to win the game outright. And this violates most of my basic tenets about the Lions being up, down, which they've proven forever because they've first time they went 2 in a row in 2 years. This would be the first time they win 3 in a row in 5 years. But I just feel like the Giants are due for a down. Would you want to live in a world where that New York Giants team is 8-2? Is that a fair world to live in?
I mean, the NFC as a whole is so ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So I hear you.
On the basis.
I feel so stupid. You know what it is? You know what it is? And I'm going to talk about this, I think, at 8 o'clock. Like, are we happy because we deserve to be happy and have a right to be happy? Or are we happy because all we get is garbage with this team and a 2-game winning streak makes us go over the edge in excitement?
We're not going over the edge. They're getting 3 points.
We're both picking the Lions to go on the road and beat a 7-2 football team.
That is kind of strange, I got to admit. But we're getting 3 points.
I know. I'm just saying.
It is kind of strange, but nobody thinks they're a legit 7-2 team. Whatever.
Yeah, but nobody in the NFC knows what to think. Nobody's legit, I feel.
Yeah. All right. 2-4. Oh, we'll take their calls next. But that is it for the picks of the week. When I come back, I'll tally up our records overall.
Yeah, because mine's better than yours. That's
I hadn't had a chance to, but I'm gaining quickly. All right. That is the Wojo and Rieger Picks of the Week, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of 97.1 The Ticket. More next on the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.